Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bob Haney, Vince Rotto, Nolan McGraw joining us now from the Baltimore Banner to talk about what happened last night. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning.
Good morning, guys. A little tired. I think we're finally out of tomorrow's. So I guess we'll get into it, right?
Yeah, no, we're not out of it. We're very much still in the fire pit of what happened in the fourth quarter. And the number one there's been a lot of talking points, of course, Childs. Number one, Derrick Henry. Well, him and Keaton are talking about this, and you know, he didn't play for 10 minutes after dominating in the second half. So as you and your media brethren were watching the game, and Derrick Henry was sitting next to the guy handing out the Gatorade. What the hell was going on in that press box watching that unfold?
Yeah, I mean, it was baffling. We've seen versions of this happen before. In a lot of those cases, I've at least sort of defended the Ravens because, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes when people scream, you know, Derrick Henry has to get the ball more, when you really look at the game contextually, it's not as simple as that. I think last night was pretty darn simple. I mean, I wrote this morning. I mean, I think that everybody in the stadium, including the Patriots, knew that the best way for the Ravens to protect that 11-point lead was to give Derrick Henry the ball. He was the best player on the field. He had dominated, you know, when he got the ball, you know, through those two touchdown drives in the second half. They really didn't have an answer for him. It's not a very good run defense without Milton Williams. It's the most obvious thing in the world. And he doesn't play another snap. I mean, I know the rotation with Keaton Mitchell has worked pretty well. I mean, Derrick Henry was very gracious about that fact in his postgame remarks. I mean, he said, look, Keaton has earned that chance. He helped put the game away against Cincinnati. You know, he said all the things you'd want him to say as a professional. But, I mean, we don't have to look at it that way. I mean, we can look at that game and say it's insane that without Lamar Jackson, you don't put the ball in Derrick Henry's hands with a chance to put the game away. I mean, it just defies logic, and that's what everybody was saying in the press box, and that's what everybody was saying before we talked to Harbaugh and after we talked to Harbaugh. It's hard not to come away with that feeling, I think.
And that's what I was yelling at my TV too, Childs.
Yeah.
Childs, the thing about it was, the thing that bothered me most was, it was not a Keaton Mitchell type game. He was getting no yards, you know, and it was a game where the big boy was breaking tackles. You know, it wasn't like all of them were well blocked. He was creating a lot of it on his own, you know, and Keaton couldn't do that. You know, so that's why I'm like, just put Keaton down. It is, you know, hey, he's had some great plays, but this is not his time.
No, we said going in, this is the way they need to win this game. And then they were winning the game the way that we said. And then they went away from it. I mean, it's what do you do with that? It's mystifying. And I, you know, some of that, I think a lot of that does have to come back on Harbaugh. I mean, yeah, he doesn't design the offense. You know, Todd Monken is the one who makes these initial choices. But I mean, John is on the headset when the plan is being made. I mean, he has he has veto power. He has the final say. And, you know, he let that happen. And so him expressing regret about it after the fact, I don't think that goes very far with the fans at this point. I mean, it's just tough to explain.
Childs, I think if Derek doesn't fumble, I think they were on their way to scoring every drive.
Could have been a blowout. Yeah. Yeah, no, and to, again, to his credit, I mean, I think Derrick Henry has been at his best in terms of talking to us after his most disappointing games, and he said that last night. He said he felt like that fumble not only cost them a touchdown, but, you know, really sort of, derailed their whole momentum in the game. I mean, he knew what a big play that was, and he took it to heart. I mean, he bounced back to play very well, but yeah, that was a big early moment in the game. Now, I mean, could they have overcome it? Sure, but you're right. The game did feel a certain way in those first whatever seven to 10 minutes. I mean, you know, they just, you know, roll right down the field on their first drive, and then, you know, they get the turnover and they're coming right back. I mean, it felt like they just had it, and then that killed that.
And then the other thing too, Childs, is all right. All right, we're all bitching. We all wanted Derrick Henry, but fine. They punt. New England gets a ball on the 11-yard line. They still got to go 89 yards, you know. Yeah. And there was, what, one third down for New England on the whole thing? I mean, come on. It's time for the defense. We need you to step up to make a play, and they just folded at the end.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, no doubt they've been way better since the bye. I mean, they had their best game of the week last, you know, the previous weekend. All that is true, but they still have a track record of not being able to stop big time quarterbacks when they know those big time quarterbacks have to throw the ball. And that was Kyle Hamilton said it when he talked to us after the game. I mean, they knew 100%. I mean, they shut down New England's running game. You know, obviously their most dangerous back was hurt. So the only way the Patriots can beat them is May is going to drop back on every play. They knew what he was going to do, and he still beat them. And that's partly because he's really good. I mean, he made some terrific throws. I mean, the long touchdown throw, that was a beautiful throw and catch. I mean, he made some real good throws, you know, when he was taking hits. But you're right. I mean, in the big picture, we've seen it too many times. I mean, when they're trying to protect the lead against a really good quarterback, they just – it feels inevitable that the guy's going to roll down the field, and we saw it again last night.
Yeah, they don't have a closer. That's the biggest thing they don't have. You know, and I thought they would bring the house. I thought they would blitz more, you know. And the other thing is Marlon Humphrey's done.
I mean, of course, he did make a good big play early in the game. I don't know if he's done, but I hear what you're saying. I think he's done in terms of you don't feel good when he's matched up on the outside with a big-time receiver. Like, it just doesn't feel like a good matchup anymore. I think he's a good enough all-around player that he can reinvent himself, whether that's as a safety or, you know, just a guy who plays inside full-time or, you know, what have you. I don't think he's done being a good, useful player. But the iteration of him that could go step-for-step with top receivers – in these crucial moments, that may be done.
Hell, he even said it after the game. Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Haven't really gotten a lot of these phone calls yet because we're only an hour plus, Childs, into the show, but I saw on social media, which you can believe everything you read there, a lot of fans questioning Lamar Jackson's toughness after leaving near the end of the second quarter. What do you think about Lamar? There's been a myriad of injuries here. Last night he took a knee to the ribs. Maybe it's a kidney issue. Who really knows? He did not return. But is it fair to question his desire to get out there when you got Danny Dimes playing on a broken leg? You got a broken wrist with Aaron Rodgers on a cast. Or Herbert's got broken bones. I think Shedeur Sanders' pinky almost fell off his hand literally yesterday against Buffalo. Is it fair to question Lamar's toughness, given the fact that, you know, he does get out there and do it most of the time?
I don't question it. No, I don't question it. And I certainly don't question it based on last night. I mean, he was hurting pretty badly. I mean, we saw him moving around in the locker room at the end of the game. I mean, you know, after the game, and I mean, he looked like a 60-year-old man. I mean, you know, he wasn't, I mean, he said it, he took a Toradol shot, you know, hoping that, you know, he could, you know, the swelling would go down enough that he could loosen up. He tried some throws in the locker room, you know, didn't feel it. Just didn't believe he could be effective. And, I'm not one to kill athletes for not playing hurt. I mean, he's the one who knows that best. I think he was probably right that he wouldn't have been himself if he had tried to play. No, I mean, I don't think that's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sure.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Last thing for you, Charles. What did you think of New England? A lot of people think they benefited from an easy schedule. They clinched the playoff spot last night. Do you see them as an easy out in the postseason, or are we underestimating them?
I do not see them as an easy out, especially given that so many of the other top AFC teams are also teams that are kind of new to the party, right? I mean, we kind of know now. I mean, the AFC playoff field is going to be full of teams that haven't done it, you know, at the highest level other than Buffalo. I think they're dangerous because I think that May is absolutely legitimate. They're going to get guys back. I mean, they're going to get Milton Williams back, and their run defense will probably be a little more stout again. You know, they're going to get Campbell back. Their offensive line is going to be a little better. I think the version of the Patriots that we saw last night wouldn't be, you know, is not a team I would see going to the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to be a lot better by the time they're playing the playoffs. So I think they're dangerous. I don't think I picked them to come out of the AFC, but I think they could beat any of those other teams.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Charles, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you eventually. Who knows? Ravens season looks like it's in peril, but it is what it is.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Happy holidays.
Yep. There it is, Charles Walker, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A ton of things. And then we got Vinny's Keys, more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens, they're done. Or are they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.